This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? You're listening to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I am your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in the entire county. For all about me and commission-free financial planning, check out jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. 893-1450 is the number to jump in by phone or click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Again, 893-1450 or financialcoachingradio.com. Email the show or click the Facebook or Twitter links. We'll take questions, comments, and as always, even your disagreements, one of those three or four ways. Let's talk about duly registered investment advisors and how they are blurring the fiduciary line. Sounds like a lot of insider industry speak, which it kind of is. Let me first try to describe to you what a dual registered investment advisor or financial advisor is. It is someone who holds the licenses, or it be insurance license, broker's license, things like a Series 7. They have the licenses to sell financial products and earn a commission, making them a salesperson first. But they are also duly registered as an investment advisor. So they could offer investment advice at the fiduciary level. Since they are duly registered, sometimes they're a broker, a salesperson. Sometimes they're a fiduciary investment advisor. The tricky part is, how do you know when they're being what they are? You have no way of knowing if they're acting as a broker, a salesperson, earning a commission, or if they're acting as your fiduciary. More independent advisors are opting for so-called dual registration. Clients are left confused about who they are dealing with, a salesperson or a fiduciary. Let's recap what a fiduciary is for just a moment. A fiduciary is someone who has to put your interest ahead of their own. If someone is a salesperson, a broker, financial salesperson, they don't have to put your interest ahead of their own. But a fiduciary does. And when an advisor is duly registered, it blurs things up a bit. By being duly registered, advisors can switch between their fiduciary duty as an investment advisor, acting in your best interest, and also switch to the role as a broker or a salesperson, which is to sell financial products. Regulators are stepping up scrutiny of these duly registered folks and duly registered firms. Regulators want advisors to be open and transparent with clients so that they understand the distinction between a fiduciary and a financial salesperson, when either role is being applied and when they are paying commissions, whether it be a commission from an insurance company or a commission from an investment company or a mutual fund company. They're not going to disclose to you what's going on. They've been told and told and told and told and told, and there's been new rules passed over the years for these duly registered advisors to disclose their conflicts of interest, and they may do very well and disclose their conflicts. But it's way down at the bottom in the fine print when you're signing that agreement, signing that arrangement with that financial person. And they'll just say something really quickly in this quickly go over their disclosure CYA language. And since they have already built up rapport with you, you think, I like this guy. My friend uses him. I know him from church. He must be a trustworthy guy. Folks, financial advisors aren't taught to be that way. They're taught not to break the rules, not to get in trouble, let it prevent everyone from doing so. But they're not really taught the difference between right and wrong. They're not. They're not taught that commissions and high-cost products and selling products that they can sell through seminars or free lunch deals or maybe bad for the client, because they don't really care about what's really right and wrong. They care about, they have to feed their family. They are in this business to win sales trips and sales goals and meet quotas and minimums and earn big commission checks or whatever they can get someone to buy. And that means they want to purposely put you in something that's really harmful. They think, well, if it's just okay for the client but pays me well, who cares, right? Duly registered investment advisors can be a shady way of doing business, in my opinion. If you listen to the show more than a week, you know that is already my view. You can't be a salesperson for a while, earn a commission, and come back over to the fiduciary advisor side for a while and do something different. This is what the regulators at the state level are saying. You have to maintain, that's what somebody's opinion is, saying that you have to maintain as a financial advisor your fiduciary hat. No, they don't. That's not the way the rule states today. You can kind of teeter-totter between the salesperson role and the fiduciary role, fly under the radar. Most people in the public think that you're an advisor, but you're nothing more than a salesperson. That's how the industry works. And I'm telling you, I swear by this. Whether your advisor is acting as a salesperson, getting paid to be a salesperson, you may not realize it, but whether or not that they are versus acting in your best interest as a fiduciary, how you're paying them in regards to that statement I just said is a direct reflection of the quality of the advice and service you will receive. The shadiness happens from financial salespeople, the misleading, the bad financial products, the shady financial products. Very rarely do you see, not that people that are acting in their client's best interest all the time are perfect. They are not. They don't know everything. They make some mistakes. But they have no agenda to push you into a product that's not right for you, because they don't care about that, because that's not how they are compensated. You can't be a salesperson, earn a commission, come back over to the advisory side and do something different, and expect anyone to believe you're wearing the fiduciary hat. You're not. It's misleading to people. The Securities and Exchange Commission said it's looking at fees charged, services provided, disclosures made by duly registered advisors. The convergence among salespeople and investment advisors continues to be a significant risk to investors, the SEC warned last year. So it's not just me on Financial Coaching Radio saying, watch out for commission salespeople, watch out for duly registered financial advisors. It's the whole entire system. I bet if you went on a search just for underhanded, misleading, misinforming, this is break it down to what it is, bad financial advisors, 80 to 90% of them will be commission-based or duly registered advisors. Maybe on the high side, 15 to 10% will be fiduciary, commission-free, fee-only advisors, because they don't have an incentive to screw you over. If they wanted to screw you over, they would be duly registered or be commission-based. So I'm always shocked. She said, well, I don't really know who you are and what's going on with you. And I always have to say, if I wanted to screw you over, sell you a product you didn't need or it was better for me than you, then I would go become a financial salesperson like every other advisor in this city. I don't do business that way because it's not right for you. Some advisors who become registered investment advisors, a.k.a. fiduciaries, and keep their broker's license may not fully understand that they are getting into what they are getting into or what is required of them, say regulators. Some investment advisors with dual registration find themselves sometimes very unaware and overwhelmed by the compliance requirements that they have now taken on their own. What does that mean? It means the regulators watch these people, or they want to watch these people like a hawk, because they know that these duly registered guys could be wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, why would you leave the commission-based world if it's so good to you as an advisor? You do so and become duly registered because now you can call yourself a planner. Now you can call yourself an investment advisor. Now you could portray yourself that something that you're really not. If you want to do the right thing as advisors, then you have to come all the way over to the full-time fiduciary side. There is no middle ground in doing the right thing. Do you teach that to your young children? Hey, kids, there's a right, there's a wrong, and there's a gray area. No, you don't do that. You say there's right and there's wrong. Same thing goes, in my view, with financial advice. You're a fiduciary doing what's right for your clients all the time, or you're on the other side. The fact that you as an investment advisor would never do anything to harm your clients tends to outshine all the potential conflicts that you have as an obligation to disclose. But most advisors aren't disclosing their conflicts of interest. For regulators, the biggest issue is disclosure of commissions to clients. Investment advisors usually charge a flat fee. Fiduciaries usually charge a flat fee or a percentage of assets under management. But advisors also need to tell clients when buying annuities or mutual funds that they will pay a commission on top of their fixed fees. That doesn't happen. Clients have no clue if the advisor is collecting a commission or they're paying their advisor a fee, whether it be a percentage or a flat fee otherwise, or both. Firms need to disclose if they receive trail commissions from mutual fund companies. That is not happening. I promise you, you walk into my office, get a second opinion, and I broke down all the ways your duly registered commission-based advisor was making money from you, you would just be shocked. Shocked. That's why I can say this on this show. There's never been a time, except for one time, when someone was being undercharged inappropriately, that my services, which are more comprehensive, coming from a certified financial planner, my services are less expensive than the sales hacks running around you think are true financial advisors. Back in just a moment. I'm just a devil with no spare, so viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621. Or go to bakercounsel.com.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners. If you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at THW CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with THW CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at THWCPA.com.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment. Trade in, trade up, play it again sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. We've got rain moving through, which means some possible slippery conditions out there. Headlights on, windshield wipers moving. It's a state law and a great idea. We've got I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway, all with congestion building, Broadhead Church, Broadhead Memorial, Church of Middle Tennessee Boulevard, and Memorial Boulevard and Medical Center Parkway, all those intersections with lots of congestion. It's tax time again. If you're not ready, don't panic. Just call Royce Ray, the hardest working CPA in the mid-state. No matter if it's your personal or business taxes, don't wait. Call Royce Ray, CPA, 794-1375. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Channel.
You can listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady, look, please let the dice stay high. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Beaver!
Welcome back into the one show where you can't get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. A lot of folks have taxable accounts, and you have mutual funds in your taxable accounts. Let's talk about one fund in particular and how it just disgusted a lot of its shareholders last year. The Nuveen Large Cap Value Fund, the Nuveen NWQ Large Cap Value Fund, has lagged the S&P 500 index by 5.6 percentage points a year over the last 5 years. But somehow, and you would think that if you're going to lag an index that you're supposed to be, I know it's the large cap value fund, it's not supposed to follow the S&P 500 specifically, because if growth, in the S&P 500, there's growth companies and value companies. So it's not always going to be an indication that every value fund should follow the S&P 500. I'm not that naive, but that's a pretty big difference between what the S&P 500 did and what this fund did. Yet, this fund still put up on its shareholders and its customers $10.46 a share in capital gains in December of 2014. That was just about half of the assets of the fund. The result, federal taxes over the past year would have eaten away 14% of a stake in this fund held by investors in the top tax bracket. This is what Morningstar calculated. Fund buyers, fund investors are waking up to tax nightmares just as this. Upsurge in taxable gain distributions at the end of 2014 was the result that everybody got all their losses off the books near and around the financial crisis, and there's no more losses to be had, and they're passing along these gains down to you as the mutual fund shareholder. If you have a taxable account, one account, that's an investment account that's not an IRA, it's not an IRA, a Roth IRA, it's not at your work plan, it's just a regular plain old investment account, you know that you get a 1099 on this account. And hopefully that 1099 you receive is not for a whole lot of money, because you have to pay tax on that growth, that gain, that dividend, and that eats away a chunk of your performance, something you don't deal with inside your retirement plans. But investors are catching on. More than half of household fund at mutual fund assets are in IRA retirement type accounts. So what's that leave? 45% of the rest of mutual funds are held in taxable accounts. You've got to be aware what's going on. Funds create capital gains for consumers for a couple of different reasons. One major reason of a capital gain distribution, a huge one, would be a lot of people who are leaving the fund. When more people depart the fund than those who come in, the manager of the fund has to sell stocks to meet redemptions. Compounding this problem is that when the people leaving, people jump out, jump ship, those that get left behind have a shrunken share base, which are there to share in the capital gain. Fewer people left, same capital gain, you get the idea. When a gain is distributed, usually at the end of the year, it rains down on whoever is left in the fund. including folks who arrived late in the year that did not, that weren't around for any mutual fund profit. Let's just sum this up for a moment and get to the core of what matters. If you have a taxable account, if you're managing it yourself or you're paying an advisor to do so, you got to make sure you own tax-efficient investments. You have to make sure your advisor has recommended tax-efficient investments. In a taxable account, you don't need just a regular run-of-the-mill mutual fund. You're normally going to need ETFs or index funds because they're more tax-efficient. I can't tell you how many of these strip mall financial guys that will set up a taxable account for someone in our community and shove in there some MFS fund with high turnover. And this is, I'm like, what? Do you even care that the client's going to get a bigger tax bill or that 25% of the return is going to go to taxes? They don't care because they collected their commission on the front. That's what you're dealing with out there. And if you are managing your own account, understand that ETFs and index funds are far more tax efficient. Let me give you just a quick example. Let's say my ETF does an 8% return, but I just keep it easy. I don't pay any. There's no distribution coming to me in the form of a 1099 or on my 1099. I get to keep all of my 8% growth. Versus a mutual fund out there that maybe a regular mutual fund that earned 9%, but 2% of my growth gets taken away because of taxes. Which fund is better? The ETF, even if the fund earned less return gross, it got to keep more of the net return. Well, this happens in every major fund company, these tax time bombs. I was telling you about Nuveen. Schwab has one. BlackRock has one. Gabelli, J.P. Morgan, Dreyfus, Eaton Vance, Prudential, State Farm. And the list goes on and on and on. Is it when people, lots of issues cause these crazy tax situations, but it really comes down to you understanding what funds go in your IRA and what funds go into your taxable account. We call it asset location, not allocation, location. You put the tax inefficient assets in your retirement plans. You put the tax efficient assets in your taxable accounts. It sounds like common sense, but no advisor in this town that I'm aware of even cares. That's what I've seen. It makes you wonder, why are you paying those commissions? Why are you paying their advisory fees? They're not doing anything for you. That's why it's prudent to get a second opinion from a commission-free, fee-only, independent certified financial planner that actually understands there's a right way and a wrong way to handle taxable investments. And the reason that they care, those independent fee-only advisors, because they put their butt on the line with the fiduciary standard. They aren't salespeople. Now, not all advisors are perfect. But if you have your butt on the line with the fiduciary standard, you better make sure you're managing your clients' accounts as tax efficiently as possible, because that's the right thing. After the break, we're going to talk taxes just a moment. Overlook tax breaks. Less than 2 or 3 weeks away is the deadline to file your taxes. You want to make sure you're maximizing your savings. And if we have time, we'll talk about how to get the most out of your individual retirement account. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Look at me.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Visiting with Polly Walls at the Omni Hut, open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner. You can see the difference when you walk in the door.
I think our decor speaks for itself. It's unique. We're simple. We're not a large operation, but I think that's part of the quaintness of us, I hope.
Catch the Aloha spirit at the Omni Hut.
Locally owned and operated since 1960. Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
www.newsradio.com.
It's Thursday, March 26th, and time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Please give the gift of life all day today at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. Give blood from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. The Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. That's all day today. There's an adult GED class tonight at 6 o'clock at the City Schools Family Learning Center on Bridge Avenue. And child care is provided. For information about tonight's adult GED class, phone 615-893-4614. And the Caregiver Support Group meets tomorrow at noon at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's at noon tomorrow, the Caregiver Support Group meeting. And if you had planned on seeing Emmy Sunshine tomorrow at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, but had not made reservations, the event is now full. Rutherford County is having a household hazardous waste collection on Saturday morning. They're collecting oil-based paint. Bring it over to 1140 Haley Road this Saturday morning from 8 to 11. That's oil-based paint only. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used fitness equipment in Murfreesboro. New equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Several accidents in Murfreesboro at this time being cleared. Pitts Lane at East Northfield Boulevard at Fendimender. Franklin Pike at Veterans Parkway. Clearing an accident there. East Clark Boulevard at Highland Drive. We've got a Fendimender there. Also, I-24 at 96, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. I-24 at 231 with lots of slowdown for us this afternoon. Tired of the bait and switch when Stover Liquidation advertises a tile under 88 cents per square foot, and we mean it. Come in today to experience 2,000 selections in stock under 88 cents per square foot every day. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio, WGNS, AirWatch.
Moms, stop the endless complaining about what's for dinner. Sir Pizza can deliver not only the best pizza known to man, but pasta, subs, wings, and more. Nothing will shut up a hungry teen like Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. Sir Pizza, it's what's for dinner.
Weather-wise,
cloudy skies and showers and thunderstorms likely early on tonight. We'll drop to lows near 36 degrees, and there is a slight chance for some more rain Friday with highs of 51. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky on News Radio WGNS. Right now, it's 48.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the one show where you can't get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Doesn't feel like a lot. Won't feel like a baseball season this weekend. Supposed to get around the 40s, high 40s. Lots of baseball will be still going on this weekend. And I'll be out there in the midst of the cold weather coaching 7-year-old baseball. Let's talk about getting the most out of your IRA for a moment. Are you utilizing everything that you have at your disposal to make sure your financial life is in order? This year is the 40th anniversary of the IRA. In 1974, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, Congress made the retirement plan available for workers whose employers could not provide them with a traditional type of plan. In 81, Congress made the IRA available to all taxpayers. And as a part of the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997, that launched the Roth IRA. 19.9 million Americans have at least one IRA with assets in those IRAs of over $2 trillion. You want the most out of your IRA? Guess what? You got to make the contributions every year. This is an interesting stat about retirement accounts. And this is in the past, and I don't know if it's going to hold true in the future, but it's interesting. Someone at Forbes crunched some numbers And he's come with the conclusion that it's better to make your contributions early in the year, say January 1, opposed to late in the year, say December 31st. Now, we know the market changes. At least we should know that every January 1st in the future is not going to be like every January 1st in the past. Same is true for the December 31st. But, for example, a 35-year-old who makes the maximum IRA contribution every January 1 would accumulate $47,000 more. This is over 30 years, by the way. Would accumulate $47,000 more than someone who'd made their max contributions to their IRA on December 31st. Hey, 47 grand is 47 grand. You know, just caution you that that's all past. We don't know if ever January 1 in the future is going to be better than December, but just get it out of the way. If you get it in there in the beginning of the year, you have the opportunity. You know, maybe there's an extreme dip in the market and you can put it all in play that particular time. You know, something happened, you know, some unexpected event, some tragic event that sent the market spiraling down for a week. Or you could also just dollar cost average. Buy a little, put in your contribution in January, but then invest it in 12 increments over each of the following 12 months, and then repeat, rinse and repeat, right? Both ways to minimize a little bit of volatility. But if you do wait till year end, I guess you could still do the same thing with dollar cost averaging. You'll put it in December and you'll do the same thing. I guess the point is, if you're going to pull the trigger on lump sums, better to do it sooner than later based on the past market history. Some say you should make contributions to your IRA even though they are not tax deductible. Maybe. Maybe not. I would say, you know, look at the backdoor Roth IRA strategy if you don't qualify for a Roth contribution. Whether or not you need to be making non-deductible IRA contributions versus a taxable brokerage account, I don't know. Case-by-case basis. The Internal Revenue Service sets income limits for IRA contributions, whether or not they're tax deductible based on what you make. You can double your deduction, your IRA contribution for a non-working spouse. A lot of single income couples, married couples, don't know that you can actually contribute to an IRA to the maximum for both spouses, even though you only have one person working. Even if only one person has an income for the year, as long as you're not over the limits or you make more than the contribution amounts, you can still contribute to two IRAs. One being a regular IRA, the other being a spousal contribution. You know, the rule is there that you have to have earned income to contribute to an IRA, but not if you're married. Everybody that's married knows the spouse treats whatever the husband has. The wife treats whatever the husband has. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. So they're going to take your income and be able to contribute to an IRA. So don't forget about the spousal IRA. You're literally throwing away money if you don't take advantage of utilizing your Roth IRA or traditional IRA to whatever you can, in addition to the matching contribution at your employer's work plan. And if you're self-employed, I've struggled with this with clients in the past. And me being self-employed, I understand that there's a lot of stuff, a lot of fires we deal with putting out day to day, week to week, and retirement gets put on the back burner. But if you're finally to the point in your business where you're making decent money, you can put some money back. You need to have some reserve. But I found a lot of business owners just can't get off the couch and set up the proper business retirement plan, whether it be a simple IRA, a SEP IRA, maybe even a 401k. Get off the couch and get it done. But nobody's saving for your future. If you're a business owner, you have to do it for yourself. Just make the point. Every time you bring home money net of taxes, take 10%, 20% off the top if you can. Stick it into a retirement account. What the best business retirement plan is for you is going to be based on your business situations. If you want to weigh in, 893-1450 is the phone number, or click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Financialcoachingradio.com. Tax time, less than what, 2 or 3 weeks to go until tax day. I know you're all excited. There's a lot of tax breaks that get often overlooked. And hopefully that if you have not already filed your taxes, you're zeroing in on anything that could lower your tax bill. But unless you're a tax expert, and the one we use here on Financial Coaching Radio is Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tutherough, Hill & Welch. Kevin is a personal friend of mine, but I do value the firm, though. They've been in business for 5 decades. 5 decades. Kevin's a partner at Tutherough, Hill & Welch. And the cool thing about Tutherough, Hill & Welch CPAs is that a partner, a top person in the firm with some experience, is going to review your tax return before it leaves the office. So whoever prepared your return, they're probably going to have a level of expertise, but you want to make sure that it's being double-checked and triple-checked. That is the firm to get it done. Not like the H&R hacks, like the McDonald's drive-through of tax preparation. They overcharge you anyway. Go to someone who actually has expertise. But less than a month ago before tax day, you're going to need to be zeroing in on things that can help lower your tax bill. You're not a tax expert when it comes to the tax code. You could easily and potentially overlook deductions and credits. And when you wait till the last minute to file, you may forget about some very important deductions. If you were married in 2014, listen up, you're a newlywed. Did you know as being married, you could pay more in taxes as a married couple than you would have paid separately as individuals? Doesn't that make you feel great? Especially a two-income earning household or couple, married couple with no children. They are the least favored category of taxpayers in the U.S., says Tom Wilwright, CEO of the CPA firm Provision Wealth. The two-earner household, two-earner couple with no children is the least favored tax category in the U.S. I mean, they pay the most taxes. You could actually pay more as a couple than you would have paid as individuals because you've fallen into a higher tax bracket. But if you did get hitched in 2014, you need to make sure you see if you qualify for these deductions. I was unaware of this. And this sounds really strange, but hey, if the IRS gives it to you, take it. If you got married last year at a church or a historical site, you may be able to write off those costs that you paid to the venue as a charitable donation. How about that? If you got married last year and you moved, you had work-related moving expenses. Your job moved and you moved. You may be able to deduct job-related moving expenses not reimbursed by your new employer. You have to meet what's known as the distance test, which is basically if staying in your old home would have added more than 50 or more miles to your commute, then you would meet the distance test. What about parents? Tax breaks for parents. Now, most people are aware of some of the common tax deductions and credits. What about school and camp costs? Most people know about the Child Independent Care Credit. The credit is a percentage as determined by your adjusted gross income of your child care expenses up to a cap of $3,000 for one child, $6,000 for two or more children. But the credit actually extends beyond what you pay for nannies and daycare. As long as you and your spouse both work, you can deduct summer day camps and sports camps. I was unaware of that. So if you send little Johnny out to baseball camp in the summertime, little Susie to cheerleading camp or whatever is going on, that could be added into the total. That's pretty dang cool. It's not just about school and normal, as we say, quote unquote, camp, what we think is summer camp. It could also be summer day camp and sports camps. Have you ever looked at paying your kids a salary? Do your kids help you in your business? If you're a small business owner, maybe you should be paying your children, because you found a potential way to lower your own tax bill because their salaries can be deducted as a business expense from your business income. And you're moving money from your high tax bracket to their low tax bracket. And if they're in a lower tax bracket than you, you're giving them money anyway. It's children, right, for things? You might as well get a tax deduction for it. If they're actually working for you in some capacity, pay them a salary. How much? It needs to be determined by you and your tax expert or your CFP. But move money from yourself to your children if you can, because they're going to be taxed at a lower bracket. There's the earned income credit. You should be very familiar with what that is if you're a parent, because it's one of the more viable things for lower to mid income. Not viable. Better things on the tax code if you're lower middle income. What about the self-employed? The home office deduction. Being able to deduct the cost of your home office is nothing new, but what has changed is the amount of record keeping involved. The IRS has made this very easy for us to take the home office deduction. In 2013, the IRS made the home office deduction much easier by giving self-employed workers what is known as a safe harbor option. The safe harbor option is how the deduction is calculated and computed. Simply multiply the square feet of your dedicated office space in your home by $5 for up to 300 square feet, and then you're done. There's no, you know, to keep all the expenses and all that mumbo jumbo. A lot of business owners are scared to take the home office deduction because they think it's an audit red flag, which it kind of is, but I think that was before 2013. The IRS just kind of got tired of going after these people to see if they really had a home office. It was probably a waste of their time, so they just simplified it down. If you truly have a home office, here's a standard way of doing it. You don't have to do all the multiplication, figure out what you paid for your cable bill and your electric bill and your phone bill and your water bill, and then divide that into, you know, multiply that up by how much square feet of the office you're using in your home. It is a complex, and then keep track of all that. Nah, who wants to do all that? Just use the safe harbor election and you'll be fine. Don't miss out on the home office tax deduction. If you work from home, your commute, if you're working from home, may be about 30 feet as you walk from your bedroom to your office. And you're wondering, can you take any business transportation deductions? If you visit clients throughout the day or customers throughout the day or have meetings across town, those transportation costs could be deducted as a business expense. Experts say that the first drive of the day and the last drive of the day is your commute, which is not deductible. Going to and fro client meetings, customer meetings in the middle between the first and last drive may be deductible as a business transportation. Don't leave out that because you have a home office. I know 60, 70, 80% of business owners who work out of their home are not taking advantage of that. They are not taking advantage of that. Don't forget you get some benefits in deducting your health insurance premiums. As a self-employed person, you can take your health insurance premiums as an above-the-line deduction. Above-the-line deduction. Google it for wanting one above-the-line deduction. Above-the-line deduction is better than a below-the-line deduction. Homeowners, don't forget about property damage. If you had your house damaged by any storms or water damage, think about your deductions as it relates to that. If it was an unusual event, if you refinanced your home, bought a home, don't forget about the mortgage points. Points can be in the form of prepaid interest, or it can be fees you paid in it to obtain the loan. You can deduct them in the year that you paid them if you meet certain qualifications, or you can deduct them over the life of your loan. In any word, they're still deductible. Don't forget about when you refinance or buy a home to take the deduction for mortgage points. Many folks are putting in energy efficient windows, doors, and all that madness. Don't forget for tax deductions for that. So that's 10 or 11 or so overlooked tax deductions. If you have not filed, make sure you're filing correctly. If you have a business, you have rental property, you have a situation greater than just a simple W-2, seek out expert tax advice. It's my opinion. It should be yours. Take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is the web address. Click email the show. Questions, comments, disagreements.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%.
Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherell Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherell Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com. What do you actually know about your current financial advisor? Do you know how he or she makes money off of you? Do you know if they are required to serve your best interests at all times? Are they a certified financial planner? Most people can't answer these simple questions about their financial advisor, and it could be costing them dearly. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of the only financial advisors in Rutherford County that can provide you with a truly unbiased, expert second opinion. Call me today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com and let's make sure your current financial advisor isn't leading you down the wrong path.
Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used equipment arriving daily. Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon once again. Still clearing several accidents. Pitts Lane and East Northfield Boulevard. Franklin Pike at Veterans Parkway. Mack Court at Robinson Road of Fendebender. East Clark Boulevard at Highland Drive. These are all earlier accidents and they're in the clearing stages. I-24 at 96. I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Busy traffic for us this afternoon. You find out who your real friends are when it's time to move. Call True Friends Moving Company. 855-MOVE-615 and follow them on Facebook at True Friends Moving Company. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and a memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Really appreciate you being along for the ride today. I actually appreciate you being along for the ride every single day. Appreciate all my great listeners. Been doing the show for well over 3 years now. Can't even count how many shows that we've done, more than I would care back to go back and count. But I appreciate and really value all the listenership in Rutherford County. If you didn't know, we're with you Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. And you can also log on at financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Click archives and you'll get a long list of all the past shows that I've done, listed by date and by main topic. You can podcast the show anywhere on any device you have or any computer that you have. You can skip commercials if you want. I hope you do listen to the commercials, listen to the ads. That's how we are able to come to you live each day or live most days right here on WGNS. But you have flexibility. Listen to a segment, stop it, pause it, come back to it another day. Just, you know, listen to different shows, different segments, whenever you want. FinancialCoachingRadio.com, click archives. You can also click the Listen Live button, stream the show during the 4 to 5 hour, but I also encourage you to get the WGNS Radio app for your iPhone or Android device. Quick search on the App Store for WGNS Radio. For those of you out there that have scratched your head wondering, what am I talking about? Why does this guy think he's so righteous? I don't think I'm righteous. I really just think that there is a transparent, more professional, more comprehensive way to provide financial planning. It doesn't have to be me, but I really hope you take the time to get a second opinion on your investments and your financial life. But not any second opinion, a second opinion from a commission-free certified financial planner. You want to make sure your investment professional has the top credential, CFP. You want to make sure they only work for you. You don't want the bosses controlling what they can do. You want them working for you. And last but not least, make sure they are only paid by you and you know exactly what they're making off of you. Independent, fee-only, certified financial planner. Reach out to me, Jason Qualls, CFP.com, Jason Qualls, CFP.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. I'm out of here for today. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 4 to 5 p.m., right here on WGNS. But I want you to stick around. There's more great talk, local talk, coming your way because all sports talk is up right now. Check out the website, JasonQualls, CFP.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Drive safe out there.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.